So, as far as today goes, just to break it down, we did a little bit different. All right, the last guest podcast episode we had, we talked a little bit about the science of laughter, and it was super interesting, and I thought this would be really fun to do. Now, as you guys know, Noah is a comedian, and I thought it'd be really cool if I actually went in and got a lot of cool facts and studies and stories about the science of laughter and kind of just present it to him so he hasn't seen these notes yet. He has no idea what's coming. And I thought that that would be a really cool way to kind of go into this. Because I know that, you know, Noah, you're really interested, right? Like, you want to know this stuff.
I am super interested. It took me a lot out of me today. To full admittance, I still did look at, like, 15 minutes of a podcast about the science of laughter. And I did get one fact out of that, but I only got 15 minutes into it. So,
yeah.
I guess I got two facts. But I had to refrain so that way Zach could surprise me with the science of laughter. And then after this podcast, I will probably go back and listen to stuff about science and laughter.
So guys, when you learn something in this podcast, we ask that you share with someone you know. Go ahead and leave a comment, review about what was most interesting to you.
That's right. And I still want to tell you guys, don't forget to check us out on all of our socials. It will be in the description along with our sponsors. Press that like button, subscribe. That way you don't miss any future Big Chews.
So get ready to chow down and knowledge up. Let's begin this Big Chew podcast.
All right, Zach, give me the goods.
So first off, you know, with laughter in its simplest form, is a psychological response to, like, humor and other stimuli. It involves rhythmic, often audible contractions of the diaphragm and other parts of the respiratory system. We know this. But laughter is not just about the sound. It's a complex, like, interplay of physical, emotional, and, like, social elements, right? We kind of knew this.
All right. Yep. Nothing new
now,
so far.
Scientists measure laughter using, like, various methods, from, like, monitoring muscle contractions. They actually study brain activity. It's often assessed through, like, self-reporting, other observing facial expressions, and even analyzing the acoustic features of laughing sounds. And they kind of help researchers kind of get the different facets of human behavior. So do you have any idea how, like, laughter works? Like, I don't even know how to answer this question either. Like, how would you...
How does laughter work?
Yeah. Like, why is something funny?
Oh, shit. I mean, All right, well, here's one thing I did kind of learn and from the little bit I listened to. I know that laughter is a animalistic social response. A lot of times when something is funny, it indicates that it doesn't have to be feared.
Okay. So it relates back to, like, what I found is, like, it relates back to the limbic system, and that in turn stimulates and releases endorphins and our body's natural feel-good chemicals. And in the physical act of laughter involves the coordination of various muscles, including the face, chest, and abdomen, which is still weird, like, overall. So when we laugh, though, our body experiences a cascade of, like, positive effects. It can reduce stress, increase immune cells, improve blood flow, contributing to overall sense of well-being. It also enhances social bonding, which is kind of, you just mentioned, it's like a social thing, serving as a powerful tool for communication and building connections. That's, like, kind of the gist. The rest of this is just straight random facts I got.
Okay, hit me. Okay, that's... Wait, so do you know, like, so is, in your what you looked up, was there something that explains, like... Okay, because one of the other thing, I got two facts that I learned. Here's the two. It's a social thing, but we all know that. And I learned that rats, monkeys, and humans laugh, and there's not, maybe hyenas, but I don't think it's, like, true laughter, like, in the sense that, like, it's measured.
Hyenas are, like, the only ones that sound like they're laughing, but, like,
but
they're not.
Actual social response, right? It's just them. That's, like, how they sound.
It's kind of like dolphins. Like, they,
yeah, like just like their chirps. And then the other thing I learned, and this will be it, because this is my only fact I got, it was you are 30 times more likely to laugh when in a group than when alone. And I thought, I was like, okay, that's even more of a social aspect of why, like, comedy is such a live medium. Because if you watch a Netflix special by yourself, if you laugh out loud, you know, I've told you this a million times. If you laugh out loud by yourself watching a Netflix special, that's when you know that shit's
to be funny. Yeah.
Because if, yeah. That's okay. So now.
So speaking of which, I'm going to transition here. So as far as laughter being contagious, did you know that in 1962, there was a laughter pandemic that spread across literally. This is going to be nuts. So this is the thing I couldn't figure out if it was true or not, and I went down this rabbit hole. Here's what we got. It affected thousands of people and spread and lasted 48 days.
What? Okay.
This is nuts. So Yeah. In 1962, there's an outbreak began at a girls' school and then spread to other communities with uncontrollable laughter affecting over 1,000 people, lasting several months, and causing temporary closure of 14 schools. Most cases of mass, this is what they call it, psychogenic illness begin with a single individual. In this case, one schoolgirl likely fell into a fit of anxiety-induced laughter, setting in motion a chain effect until the girls around her were engulfed in desperate laughter. Slowly, it spread beyond their school and region and into other quote-unquote high-risk populations. Symptoms include a reoccurring attacks of laughing and crying that lasted a few hours up to 16 days. I'm like, this is nuts.
Dude, that sounds like a really great horror movie.
Now, Christian Him, hopefully I got this right, Himmelpemin of the Texas A&M University, who has done research on this incident, describes the laughter epidemic as a case of mass psychogenic or sociogenic illness, a malady, that's a capacity to strike in a variety of high-stress settings. So I looked this up on Wikipedia. I searched a couple of the journals and stuff, and it kind of spread from, essentially, it spread from Neshaba of the Mulibi district, a village of 55 miles of Bukoba, where several of the girls lived, in April and May 1962. 217 mostly young villagers had laughing attacks over a course of 34 days. So I didn't believe, I was like, how is this a thing? So you guys can look this up, but what do you think about that? So this is the Tanganyika laughter epidemic of 1962, affecting thousands of people over regions.
Yeah, okay, so I Wikipedia while you're talking, the Tanganyika laughter epidemic. What do I think about it? It sounds insane.
The school was forced to close.
I mean,
it died off after 18 months.
That's hard to do. Could you imagine a year and a half of a laughing pandemic? That's
14 schools were shut down. 1,000 people were affected.
Oh my God. That one's hard for me to believe. Only because
exactly.
Maybe it's true, but that one's hard for me to believe because
I thought it was interesting, but I wanted to see what you'd say. Like, that's a thing, apparently. It's been studied. I don't know. Moving on.
All right.
Did you know that rats, just like humans, are actually ticklish? So they can laugh. Researchers found that when rats play, they also emit in ultrasonic vocalizations that are akin to laughter.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So you can like kind of a little cooch-cooch-coo on a little rat bed and then the laugh.
That's cool. All right.
Did you know that laughter is pain relief?
That one I do believe.
Have you seen a kid get hurt and like they, instead of crying, they just laugh hysterically? It's kind of creepy, but I've seen that.
I've seen that. And also with my niece, Chandler's kid, when I was living with them and she was growing up, if she got hurt, like the first thing I would do is start tickling her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's just like, and then do they forget about the pain? You know what I mean? So, or like, yeah, also, I think I mentioned this in our conversation with Cody, was emotional pain, right? You're in an argument with someone and then like you're going at it with them and then you happen to like fart and just break the tension. And it's like, you can't help but
immediately.
Yeah. But you'd be a little bit, even if it's a tiny bit relieved in the moment. So I do believe that for sure.
I do want to bring that topic up at the end, how we talked about how to like dismantle even like a war hungry man immediately. That was a good thing to talk about. We'll bring it up later.
Okay.
So goats have their own version of laughter. It's often described as a series of short, high-pitched bleats, especially when they're in a playful, happy mood. This one's interesting. Laughter-induced brain damage, and I think this is where the character of Joker comes to mind. In rare cases, brain injuries or lesions can cause a condition known as gelastic seizures, where individuals experience uncontrollable laughter in moments of time.
Mm, definitely Joker.
Right?
Yeah.
Dolphins laugh as well. Their laughter like vocalizations are often heard during play and social interactions. That's easy. Did you know there's a laughing record?
Well, hold on. What's the what is the uncontrollable laughter thing called?
It is called,
is that the gelatology thing I couldn't pronounce?
Laughter inducing here's what I got. Gelastic seizures is what
gelastic seizure. Okay, so this says gelastic seizures are rare episodes of uncontrollable laughter caused by brain abnormality. That might be gelatology. Like, that's what it... Gelastic gelatology.
you know? Let me see.
Psychology is the study of laughter. We got that. That's a gelastic seizure. Is just a seizure where you're laughing uncontrollably. Epilepsy, a rare and sudden burst of energy, is a form of laughing.
Dude, that's, if I just had a whole crowd of people that had gelastic seizures, I'd be a killer.
You would.
Everyone's just dying out there. Literally,
start an epidemic that had to shut down shit for 18 months.
Yeah, in comedy we call it killing or murdering. Like you're murdering on stage, like you're killing.
Yeah,
because you're bombing or dying on stage when you're not doing well. So like, if I was killing and then literally everyone's dying, gelastic seizures. Anyway,
what do you think the longest amount of time someone was ever laughing, like straight?
I think I looked this up, and I don't know if it was true. Maybe it was one of those, you know, another Wikipedia legend. But wasn't it for like 36 hours and the person's diaphragm collapsed and died or something like that?
Holy shit. I don't know. I found three answers, and I don't know which one's true. The Guinness World Record books, they have one that's 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh.
Straight laughing. The one that you mentioned, I also saw 36 hours. I was like, I don't know if how believable that is. And there's one that's 12 hours.
Yeah, the one I saw, it said that the 36 hours, like after that, he died because his diaphragm collapsed. And like, I don't know if that's true. But so, okay, so on record, it's 3 hours of laughing. Yeah. Can you imagine?
On record, Guinness Records, 3 hours straight laughing.
I believe that one. I think mine might be a what's it called? The type of legend? I'm blanking on the type of word, what it's supposed to be called.
A word. Well, I don't know. You'll come up with it.
A something legend. You know what I'm trying to say. Wow, I can't believe I can't think of it.
Laughing legend?
No.
Okay. Well, you can laugh in your dreams. You can experience laughter in your dreams. Some studies suggest that people can laugh in their sleep.
Urban legend. Sorry.
Urban legend.
Legend. There we go.
Okay. Of course, laughing associated with positive dream experiences. Laughing can impact your memory, too.
Okay.
Can improve your memory. Studies have shown that information presented during a humorous lecture or a discussion is more likely to be retained. So,
dude,
right? Your best teachers were also the funniest, and you remembered all that shit.
I say that all the time. You know, I've said that. That like, if you can convey something to someone in a funny way, that they'll be. Well, I always say that they'll be more likely to receive it, but I didn't know that they're more likely to memorize it. So that's cool.
It's going to be retained longer. So definitely huge. That's a good one. Laughter also, you mentioned, is a social behavior that helps strengthen bonds between individuals. It also fosters a sense of community and connection, which is a big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Laughter is a universal human behavior. It transcends all culture and linguistic barriers by far. Mm. So very human. On average, adults laugh about 17 times a day.
Whoa.
Children, however, can laugh up to 300 times a day. So adults are slacking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know how like apes kind of do like that panting thing? Laughter is believed to have evolved from the panting behavior of our primate ancestors.
Mm.
Also, if you kind of like watch apes playing and laughing and shit, they do that shit.
Yeah.
So.
Also, apes make farting noises.
They do.
So like with their mouths, and then they laugh about it. So it's like, if apes think it's funny, it's, you know.
It's funny. Yeah.
It's funny.
So 10 to 15 minutes of laughter can burn about 40 calories.
That's pretty cool. I believe that.
Yep. It increases blood flow, increases and improves cardiovascular health, which is good. Fake laughter, it can actually do a lot for you too. So you can have like similar positive effects on the body as genuine laughter by fake laughing.
Kind of like faking it till you make it.
Yeah. You can fake smile or laugh till you feel it, and you will. You'll release endorphins, which is cool. The brain can distinguish between fake and real laughter when it comes to releasing endorphins.
What? Really?
So when it comes to releasing endorphins, you will still release them.
That one, I don't know. Because right now I could go, ah-ha-ha, ah-ha-ha, and I don't feel happy.
Yeah, you are laughing now.
See, the second one? That one, I bet my brain was like, that's legit.
You fake laugh, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's got to be a way to measure it, because they can measure this shit. Like, I think in terms of testing endorphins or, like, hormones, I think that's a blood thing. So I think you'd have to literally take your blood, and then you'd have to fake laugh, and then get your blood taken again and see what the difference is.
Yeah.
It also reduces stress hormones such as cortisol. So that's good.
That makes sense.
Well, that was a cortisol. We already talked about pain. We already talked about the science of it. It does increase your immune system, which is great. Now, there are different... your brain can differentiate between different types of laughter, such as genuine and sarcastic. So there's definitely a difference between the two.
Okay.
So I guess the sarcastic would be like if you sarcastically laugh at somebody.
Funny. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
Was there anything in there on, because I've wanted to look this up, but I haven't. Is there anything on there about like crying in laughter? And like why you, like why, like maybe why like you start crying while you're laughing? Because I'd be curious to know if there's any like why, or why the link is there.
I didn't find anything in that, but one thing we can do is why do we cry after laughing so hard? Because you do cry till you laugh. Like I've laughed so hard, I've cried. I've laughed so hard, I pulled a muscle in my stomach before, like in my
Wow.
That was painful and it lasted a long time.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so check this out.
Tears of joy.
Hypothalamus. Part of the reason we laugh when we cry, and vice versa, we cry when we laugh, wow, is because of the sheer size of the hypothalamus. It is so small that hard laughing can trigger other emotional reactions in this area of the brain. Wow. So you just said it too. Like when kids, you've seen them laugh when they're crying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your hypothalamus is so small that it triggers other emotional responses in the brain. That is really freaking interesting.
There's also different types of tears. So you have affectionate tears, achievement tears, beauty tears, and amusement tears.
What
about amusement one is the rarest form of positive tears at only 3% of the time.
What about fear tears? You ever gotten those? Like where you're like, oh shit, and like just like your tears start or your eyes start welling up when like something really scary happens?
No, I guess I'm looking at Psychology Today, which they had an article about the different types of tears. I don't know. What do you mean? Like you get so scared you just cry?
Not cry, but it's like all right. So like me and my buddy Jordan, like we've had this happen multiple times. Like when we start talking about paranormal instances that we've encountered, and like our eyes just start welling up. Like we're not crying. We're just like it's this stricken of fear, and it like makes our eyes well up.
Man. Well, one last thing that I wanted to bring up before we head out is. This is interesting, and I definitely think this is very, very, very powerful. So we talked about Genghis Khan, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was going across Asia, raping and pillaging everything in sight. You know, he had like hundreds of babies, all this shit. It's crazy. So we came up with a situation where it's like, if he showed up at your town and was like, all right, like, you know, die or join, that's pretty much what he had said, and you brought up, you know, what would happen if you made him laugh?
Yeah.
And I think that situation is pretty impressive because I think he would be dismantled.
Yeah.
I think that if somebody is in such a hate state of anger or whatever.
And you can make them laugh.
If you can make that person laugh, they are completely disarmed. I would say like mentally disarmed and disabled. Like I don't know how you would recover from that. You ever seen Hitler laugh? I mean, I know there's videos of him doing talks. He's so angry, but it's like, I don't know. If he just came up to you and was like, we got to kill all these people, and you just like made him belly laugh immediately, I feel like he'd be dismantled. Like,
yeah. Like kings and jesters, you know? It's like, I mean, obviously, if the jester didn't do a good job, like his head's cut off, he's done for. But it was the only person that could make fun of, if the king or the queen laughed at what they said and he pointed out some truth, you know what I mean? It would be like the only person that could vocally speak their mind and say it in front of a public audience without getting killed.
Yeah.
Unless, like, even if, like, of course, like, he might have been killed after if the king was like, oh, I laughed in the moment, but I can't have you doing that shit to me. You know what I mean? Like, it might have been
jokers
true.
Jokers and jesters got killed all the time. I mean, I don't know.
No, they did. They did. Yeah. So, but a lot of times, like, what I'm trying to say is if it really was, like, a funny thing, like, so true and so funny and poignant that it, like, really hit home and made everyone else laugh, it would look bad upon the king or queen if they did chop off the head. You know what I'm saying? They might have still done it, but now it's like you just, like, everyone laughed. So
it was funny, right?
Yeah.
It's just really interesting. It's like, you know that scene when the Grinch's heart grows?
Too big.
He's like, oh, no. And you can, like, feel it. I feel like that would be what it would be like to dismantle someone who's, like, you know, doing a bunch of hate actions. It gets dismantled by a joke.
Dude, they should have a laugh ray. You know?
Laugh ray. Like, yeah, they shot with some supersonic shit that vibrates your...
Yeah,
Whatever the fuck you just said, and it makes you laugh.
Imagine ending all wars. Just like, you're like, hey, I know you guys are fighting, but like, here's a laugh ray. And then you're just like, both sides are just laughing. And they're like with each other, and like, they can't stop laughing.
I wonder how that would work. So you said what part of the brain was the smallest?
Hypothalamus.
The hypothalamus. I wonder if there's a frequency that you could, like, you know, tickle the hypothalamus.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, honestly, it wouldn't even have to be that crazy. What if there's a frequency that can literally vibrate your muscles and cause you to feel tickled? That might be even easier.
But some people, like, what happens when some people aren't ticklish? Like, I've seen that in person, you know? Like, someone's just like...
thinking about it. But what if you just start getting tickled, nothing's touching you, and you're just like, oh, what?
Yeah. Well, that was another thing that I mentioned in the podcast, is that you can't tickle yourself.
You can't.
So someone else has to tickle you. Like, I could be in my armpits all day, even though it's where I'm ticklish, and I'm not going to laugh. Or like my feet. It's like, but someone else has to do it. So I don't know. But yeah, I think a laugh ray would be pretty cool. I really wonder if that would help. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe people would be like, I'm uncontrollably laughing. It'd be like that pandemic that happened. And then it's just like bad things happen.
School shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pandemic thing is weird. I looked up a lot of other places besides Wikipedia. It's some kind of epidemic that affected a bunch of people. They were laughing and crying for days, which I don't...
That seems so insane. And then at one point you said 18 months. Dude, a year and a half of a pandemic of laughing.
Yeah. Like,
that's insane. I also can't imagine just looking at someone else. Like, okay, well, that's not true. But I was going to say looking at someone else and then just like me falling into hysterical fits of laughter. I've done that in a sense of like where someone else's laugh is so ridiculously funny that it makes me laugh.
That's true.
It did end in a reasonable amount of time. You know what I mean?
You know, like
a minute.
You know, like gelotology is like the study of laughter.
Yeah.
I was like, how is that a job? Like, how is this? Look, listen to this. So recent developments of the field of laughter in an area of research known as gelotology include humor and laughter therapy. Laughter therapy. So... just get me right. You can be a therapist, charge people, and they come see you, and you just make them laugh.
That's what a comedian is.
I know. Yeah. So in which feigned... Okay, so essentially, like, this includes humor, laughter therapy, laughter meditation, laughter yoga, in which feigned laughter becomes real, bringing it with its supposed mind and body benefits. Laughter has been linked to reduced stress hormone, decreased endorphins, all that shit. So, yeah, it's exactly what a comedian does.
Yeah.
So they should be calling themselves gelotologists.
We're laugh therapists. Yeah, that's what we do. We bring you joy for, you know, I mean, in my case.
Meditation and yoga. So that'd be a cool field to study to have a degree. It's like, yeah, what's your degree? Gelotologist. I make people laugh.
I guess all famous comedians are gelotologists. They just don't know it.
I don't know what the definition would be. Like, besides making people laugh, do you have to lead them through like yoga, you know, or like... meditation, which I guess would make sense, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how you lead someone through meditation with laughter. That's an
interesting
one.
A new thing. So anyways, I thought that was some good shit. I liked hearing a bunch of those and looking it up. I think the science of laughter is very much underestimated right now, of course, with what you were saying. So I'm glad we got to cover that.
Yeah, that was fun. I think I'm gonna do one for you. So my thing is comedy. Zach's thing is like anthropology and archaeology and like mysteries of the earth and civilizations and cultures and shit, ancient stuff. So I think I'll look up a whole bunch of stuff that hopefully you haven't already looked up, because that's going to be difficult, and just try to surprise you with like some ancient culture shit.
That'd be cool.
And see what happens. All right. Should we end on that note?
Yeah, let's end on it. We'll see you guys later.
Bye, everybody.
See you.